Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the OrthoBullets podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of hemangioma found under the pathology section at orthobullets.com. Let's begin with a quick summary. Hemangiomas are benign vascular tumors of bone that most often occur in the vertebral bodies and craniofacial bones. Patients typically present with an asymptomatic lesion found incidentally on radiographs. Diagnosis is made with radiographs demonstrating lytic lesions with characteristic vertical striations and with biopsy demonstrating cavernous lesions with numerous thin-walled blood vessels. Treatment is observation for asymptomatic lesions. Surgical curettage and bone grafting is indicated in progressively painful lesions. Now let's get into the episode. In terms of the presentation, these may be asymptomatic or they may present with pain or a pathologic fracture. In terms of imaging, radiography may demonstrate lytic lesions with characteristic vertical striations giving a quote-unquote honeycomb or jail bar appearance, and they may be multifocal. Bone scans may demonstrate lesions that are warm to hot. On histology, one may note characteristic cavernous lesions with numerous thin-walled blood vessels. And in terms of treatment, non-operative options include observation. This is indicated if the patient is asymptomatic. Operative options include curettage and bone grafting. This is indicated if the lesion is symptomatic and accessible. Another option is low-dose radiation with 25 to 40 grays. This is indicated if the lesion is symptomatic and inaccessible. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to hemangioma, let's do some flashcards to test your recall. What is the characteristic finding on radiographs? Radiographs will demonstrate lytic lesions with characteristic vertical striations giving a quote-unquote honeycomb or jail bar appearance. What is the characteristic finding on histology? Characteristic findings on histology include cavernous lesions with numerous thin-walled blood vessels. What is the indication for observation? Observation is indicated if the patient is asymptomatic. Now let's walk through some questions to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For the first question, consider the following clinical scenario. A sagittal CT scan of the spine demonstrates vertical striations in the L3 vertebral body. What is the most likely condition? And the answer choices are Choice 1, Paget's disease. Choice 2, hemangioma. Choice 3, giant cell tumor. Choice 4, metastatic disease. Or Choice 5, chordoma. The best answer to this question is Choice 2, hemangioma. The L3 vertebral body demonstrates the classic vertical striations of a vertebral hemangioma. On axial images, these would appear as a collection of bony spots as they are seen end-on. Paget's disease may have areas of sclerotic trabeculae, but the vertebra appear square and enlarged with thickened cortex and demonstrate no organization in the mineral density. Giant cell tumors are more lytic and locally destructive. Metastatic disease can be lytic or sclerotic, but does not organize in this pattern. Similarly, chordoma does not have this organization. Chordomas more commonly occur in the sacrum, but may occur in the lumbar vertebrae. For the second question, consider the following clinical scenario. An otherwise healthy 30-year-old woman with no history of malignancy reports a 1-year history of right hip and low back pain. A radiograph demonstrates a lytic lesion in her right ilium with coarsened trabeculae. A biopsy of the lesion demonstrates vascular channels lined with a single layer of endothelial cells. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the answer choices are Choice 1, aneurysmal bone cyst. Choice 2, hemangioma of bone. Choice 3, sarcoid. Choice 4, Paget's disease of bone. Or Choice 5, chondrosarcoma. The best answer to this question is Choice 2, hemangioma of bone. The patient has a lytic lesion in her right ilium with coarsened trabeculae. The radiographic differential for such a lesion would include aneurysmal bone cyst, hemangioma of bone, sarcoid, Paget's disease of bone, and fibrous dysplasia. The biopsy demonstrates small vascular channels lined with a single layer of endothelial cells, supporting the diagnosis of hemangioma of bone. There are no giant cells typically seen in an aneurysmal bone cyst in the early phases of Paget's disease. There are no granulomas to suggest sarcoid, and the histopathologic features are not consistent with cartilage. Most patients with hemangiomas require no treatment. Lesions causing symptoms are best treated with intralesional excision. That's all for this review about hemangioma. We hope that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session from OrthoBullets. the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on orthobullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the OrthoBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the OrthoBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.